I kind of use it to translate both. You know, there's so many pressure situations that I've been in. You know, I think I handle them pretty good. You know, but with baseball, it's a different type of feeling than football. You know, with baseball, everybody's eyes are on you. You know, as me being a pitcher, you know, every pitch counts. You know, in football, you know, everybody's eyes are scrambled around. There's so many people on the field. You know, but it's two different type of pressures. You know, and I think I handle them both pretty good. You know, as of right now, you know, I believe I've wrapped my career, my baseball career up. You know, I've had a good run at LSU. You know, I loved it. You know, I wouldn't have did it any different. You know, but I think it's now time for me to pursue my real love, which is football.
Did you ever wonder which was the better
sport? You know, there's definitely times you wonder that. You know, but I think I've making the best decision. You know, I talked to my parents, talked to myself, and this is just the personal way I feel. You know, that I think I've become a full football player. I actually lost a nice little bit of weight. I was 6'2 and something, you know, and I weighed in at 221, so I lost a nice little bit of weight.
Have teams been impressed or interested with the baseball aspect of what you do?
You know, yeah, they definitely been impressed. You know, they say I did a great job. You know, and I take it on greatly. You know, but yeah, it just shows you the type of athlete I am. You know, I can do multi things. I had a few different interviews. You know, I had San Diego Chargers, Cleveland Browns, I had Jaguars, New York Giants, the Colts, the Raiders. You know, and I have a lot of teams lined up tonight also. It's amazing. You know, he was out here a couple of days before me, so you know, I was definitely calling, asking him all the tips. You know, trying to find out what everybody was trying to ask, whatever was going on. You know, but with him being around, you know, I think it helped me out tremendously, you know, especially having an older brother, you know, trying to lead you in the right direction, you know, just great. We're real close, you know, we're 22 months apart, you know, we played on the same team ever since I can remember, you know, so we go out together, we do other things together, you know, we hang out, you know, we go out to eat, we do all type of things.
Did he encourage you to come out early?
No, he didn't encourage me, you know, he thought it was best to do what I thought was right, you know. I talked to my coaches, talked to my parents, you know, and we just came to a decision that it was time for me to move on.
You hit a ball out of Rosenblatt?
Yeah, I hit it out of Rosenblatt, you know. I don't know how many feet that was, you know, but I got it out of there in bad practice.
McGuire shot?
Yeah, I think I got the McGuire shot in me.
With your size, are you more of a Brian Dawkins than a Palomalo Sanders?
Well, when it comes to me measuring myself up against different players, you know, I don't tend to do that because I believe I'm an elite player just as them. You know, elite players don't match yourself up to other elite players, you know, but I have my own personality, you know, but if I need to, you know, give an example, I'm a mixture of everything, you know. I could cover the deep ball, I can come down, roll in the box, you know, I can be the rover, I can come down and cover, you know, so I think I'm a total package.
How much settling was it here with
13? You know, I'm originally from New Orleans, so with the Hurricane Katrina, you know, it was hard, you know, hard going through it, you know, but we overcame it. You know, I had a lot of family. I was in Baton Rouge, and people took care of me and helped my family out, you know, so we actually moved to Baton Rouge full time. You know, my parents still work in New Orleans. They have an apartment in New Orleans, you know, because they still work down there, but things worked out for the best.
What was your playing weight?
My playing weight last year was 232, you know, so I lost a good amount of weight. Yeah, you know, I didn't think it was heavy at the time, you know, but once I go back and watch film and see the way I'm moving now at 221 and see the way I was moving then, you know, it's a drastic change.
Is that those teams you met, is that a topic that they talk to you about your weight?
Yeah, you know, I think that's one of my number one topics, you know, with my weight, you know, and I think I weighed in pretty good, so I impressed a nice bit of coaches today.
What was the overall attitude of
that game, you know, you know, we blew it, you know, as a team. You know, everybody knew we blew it, you know. It was the players on the field that were making the plays, you know. I personally felt that, you know, it has nothing to do with the coaches, you know. They put the scheme in just like they do every week. You know, we the players out there making the plays and throwing the ball around and making the tackles, you know. We just didn't execute the way we needed to. Excuse me? Not too much, you know. I talk to him, you know. He kind of talks to me through his younger brother Brandon Taylor, you know, the other safety. So yeah, but we do talk often.
Anything about making that transition from college to the NFL?
You know, I talked to so many players about that. You know, there's so many players that came from LSU, you know, that's in the position that I'm in now. You know, I talk to LaRon Landry all the time, Tyson Jackson, Glenn Dorsey. You know, I talk to Marlon Favorite. I talked to all those guys, you know, and they got me in the right way. The 49ers, I actually have. Yes, I have. It was a phone call during while I was training. You know, I haven't met with them yet. I think I'll be meeting with them today, you know, but I'll definitely see how that works out.